Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel in here, Parakal Gadol Amru, and we continue dealing with what one is allowed to use their Shemitah produce for. We spoke about eating, we spoke about Malugma, we spoke about dying, we spoke yesterday the Diyuk of the Mishnah, in the Mishnah of the Megillas Esther, out of all the lines and all of Maseches Shviyas. Yesterday was the daf, the Mishnah, was that what he proved, that he thought that the Rambam got his shita from, that eating Peir Shvias is not a mitzvah, even though you have all of these Ma'amari Chazal, la'achla, la'achla v'lo l'schara, la'achla v'lo l'ibud, la'achla, 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 but because it doesn't say the word mitzvah in yesterday's Mishnah, it just says Shvias nitna, la'achila, l'shia, l'sicha, so the Megillas Esther said, oh, it must not be a mitzvah, that's where the Rambam got it from. The Ramban obviously was not convinced of that diuk. The Ramban holds that it is a mitzvah. Again, what type of mitzvah? We discussed a mitzvah saseh, an isser saseh, how do you focus on the lundus of that mitzvah. And then we had yesterday the few lines, which all the achronim talk about, how to understand the brisa that tells us you don't have to eat moldy bread of Shemitah. So what is that mashma to us? That you do have to eat non-moldy bread? Is it even? Is it only? Those are the diyukim that we had yesterday and all of the mafarshim in the related discussion. Then on Amud Beis, we spoke about other details about pitum. Are you allowed to perfume oil of Shemitah, wine of Shemitah, oil of Maaser Sheni and Truma, wine of Maaser Sheni and Truma? So that was yesterday's discussion. And we said there are kulas when it comes to Shvias, unlike Truma and Maaser Sheni. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Maaser Sheni, which is a fascinating discussion in itself, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. But now we are up to three lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amid Beis. Reb Chizkiah al Mischei. Reb Chizkiah went into a bathhouse. Yahav Tzlochisa Luzusimi Odayasa. So he gave a Tzlochis, like a Tzlochis. A Tzlochis is a little flask of oil. He gave it to Zusimi Udisa. He gave it to Zusimi, the bathhouse attendant. And he says, I'm going in. You know, when I say yes, then give me the oil. You know, I guess he had to get ready and get undressed and get into the hot water. Remember, there are some stories about the danger of bathhouses, of the wood breaking and some of the tanoim falling in. So he says, he gives him this oil and says, Amarle, al le li la ashuna. So bring it into the ashuna. What's the ashuna? Marafolda, cheder pinimi. So bring it into the inner room. We know the Gemara describes in Maseches Brachos that bathhouses had three areas. The inner room, where people were naked and actually went into the water. The in-between room, the middle room, where people were semi-dressed but not fully dressed. And the outer room, which people were dressed, and that was like the intake where they just came in and took off maybe their coat. Those are the three rooms. And the Gemara and Brachas, if you remember, has different halachas about saying Kriya Shema and davening, and what you're allowed to do, and even saying Shalom Aleichem, which is Sem Hashem, which is not supposed to be said in a bathroom or a bathhouse. Remember the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva, which the Mishnah Brura quotes, about saying the word Shalom in a bathroom if you're not using it for Shalom Aleichem. He said there's a difference. If you say Shalom Aleichem, then that's a wish of wishing Shem Hashem on the other person. And that should not be done in a bathroom, because that's using Shem Hashem, Shalom Aleichem. Right? We know that from Boaz, or the Mishnah in Brachas, Hashem Imachem Yivarech Hashem. So Shalom is a Shem Hashem, and therefore you're not supposed to say that. But if you're just calling somebody's name in the bathroom, right, so then that wouldn't be, you know, difference between, not while one is using the bathroom, but just in the bathroom, then that wouldn't be Shem Hashem, because that would just be a name. Or if somebody's just talking about peace, there should be Shalom. You know, that wouldn't be. Though I had a ninth grade Rebbe who would never write my name. He always wrote Shin Lamed Vav with a little smidgic thing, because he was machmir to assume that even that is Shem Hashem, and therefore he wouldn't write it. But either way, Reb Chizkiah here tells his attendant, you know, bring in the oil when I tell you. And he gave him the signal, and Amarle les aser. He says to him, isn't it aser to bring, it was Shemitah oil. It was Shemitah oil, so isn't it aser to bring that Shemitah oil in? That's not appropriate. The Pnei Moshe says the ashuna means the oven. That's how you know it means the inner room. Lahatanur, lachamamo, kadeshe noach lasuch lerchosbo. Maybe to warm it up to give me my warm oil, vishel shviyas, and it was shviyas. So the issue was the warming it up. But either way, he says, Zusimi says, it isn't an usher. So, usher shal Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Chizkiya didn't just scream at him and say, you're just a bath attendant. He said, okay, well, interesting. Let me look into that, right? He fulfilled the mitzvah of the smock. Remember the smock holds that there's a mitzvah that say, lekabel es hatochachos. Right? Not just to give tochacha. I'm not sure exactly which one of these is harder, right? The Gemara says that there's nobody nowadays knows how to give proper tochacha, even though it's a mitzvah that we have to try to do very carefully. But there's a separate mitzvah, the smock holds, the kabel es hatochachos. Unbelievable. So Rabbi Yirmiya did it. So Azar Shaul Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Chizkiya went to ask Rabbi Yirmiya and Amar Leh, and he told him that, yeah, it's a problem. He thinks it's a problem to take this oil into the bathhouse. So Asa v'Amar Leh limatanu. Question exactly who's talking to who? We'll go with the Mara fold of shot. Rabbi Chizkiya gets this answer. He goes back to the bathhouse attendant and says, you're right, thank you. Limatanu, you taught us something. You taught us something about dealing with these halachas. Again, the Gemara says if anybody ever teaches you even one thing, you got to call him Rabbi. You got to call him Rabbi. Davin HaMelech, the Gemara brings an example. But again, he taught him and he was very appreciative. V'tani kein, and we also learned in the Braisa, Ein Sach and Shemesh Shal Shvias Bamerchatz. You're not allowed to smear Shemitah oil on you in a merchatz avol sachu mi bachutz v'nichnas. But if you smear it outside, then you can go in after. That's not considered to be zayin. Maybe once it's on you and it's considered to be semi-absorbed and it's been used already in the proper way, so then that would be okay. V'lo shemen sreifa, and one shouldn't. So this is going to be unclear exactly what the reason for this is, but the Gemara Kedidah says, V'lo shem et sreifa. What shem et sreifa? We know, truma tameya. Discussed this in yesterday's daf. Truma could be used by a kohen. What if the truma becomes tameh? So it becomes tameh, it could still be used by a kohen, what's called hana'a shel kilui. It can't be eaten, but it can be burned. And when you burn it, you can get hana'a from it. And if Yisrael is getting hana'a from it, then if a kohen is getting hana'a from it, then a Yisrael could piggyback on it also. But that's the truma tameya, which is omed l'sreifa, says the brisa, velo, you cannot light the shemen sreifa, lo babati knesios, velo babati medrashos. Not in shuls or in bate medrash. Mipnei bizayon kachim. Because it's a bizayon. To be zayon, to use shemen sreifa for light, for burning in the shuls and in the bate medrash, mipnei bizayon kachim. So the Bara Folta says, first of all, what is that last line going on? Mipnei bizayon kachim is going on everything in the brisa. So the first half of the brisa is putting on the oil in the inner bathhouse. We understand. So even if it has kedusha, so maybe don't bring the bottle in as shemitah oil. Put it in on the in the middle room. Maybe put it on. So it's not that you don't bring it in mamish to the place where everybody's naked. And once it's on the body, so then it's already in the middle of usage. So we don't look at it as a bizayon. But what about the second line? The mefarshim here struggle. What would be the problem, right? Burning shem and sreifa is a mitzvah. Right, truma tameya should be burned, and you're allowed to get benefit from shemen sreifa. So why in the world would it be a bizayon of kachim to use that in a shul, tzarche rabim? So all the mafarshim struggle and try to figure out what exactly is the issue here. So the Mara Fulda says, v'hadisa, and not only that, it says in the end of Maseches Trumos befavors that it is allowed. Madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'batei knesios. So it's not only what's the logic, but it seems to be a stira. So Tzarech Lomar, the Mara Fulda says, Tahacha mayri ba'ose kol tzarche beis ha'knesses b'menu. She'en lo ner acher l'shimusho. It's the only candle in shul. So you're doing everything in shul to the light of that candle of shemen truma tameya. So you're davening, and you're getting warm, and you're also using it to have light to wash the floor, and you're also using it to have light to, I don't know, do other things, which maybe isn't the best to use shemen truma tameya for. That's the problem. The problem would be is if this is your only source of light in the shul, because then there might be some things in the shul that, you know, maybe aren't perfect for this light. Vachi mashma lehedi, says that's what you get from later on in other Yerushalmis. Look in the Mara Sirlio, he says on the bottom, lo babate knesios, nira lefarish, dahainu, shahaya chayiv, shemin, lemedrish, lebeis haknesses beneder. We're talking about somebody who promised, who is took upon himself simchas Torah. He said, I'm going to provide oil to the shul for this year. Neder, right? O binadava. Also lahadik b'shem et sreifa. That's what it means. Right? If you promise, you cannot fulfill your vow with, you said you're going to bring oil to the shul, you can't fulfill your vow with shemen, of truma tamea. Demechzi kaparea chova b'truma. Because that's an issue, which we'll get to, b'shem anam abeis, like you're repaying a loan with truma. Can't repay a loan. Va'aser kaderek sh'aser lefroch chova b'shvius, v'hainu b'zayin kachim. Just like you can't repay a loan with shemitah, produce, because that's, looks like schora, so too here. So again, it bizayon kachim is again a little difficult to fit into the words, but that's the Maharash Sirlios pshat that you can't do it because it is as if it's repaying a loan. The Ram, they quote another pshat. He quotes maybe it's mutter only if there's a kohen in shul. What if there's no kohen in shul? If there's no kohen in shul, so then a Yisrael cannot benefit from Shem and Sreifa, from Shuma Temea that's being burned. And that's the problem. Again, Bizayon Kachim, hard to put into that phrase, right? Because it's, but all of these are trying to, figure out the pshat. So there is a possibility. If you saw two achronim in the back, I saw, have another possibility. The Kerem Chemed and the Tov Yerushalayim. So he said, they suggest that these pshatim are all difficult, but maybe in the earlier text of the Yerushalmi, there were an abbreviations. Beis Hei Kaf, Beis Hei Mem. And the editor, who maybe wasn't so learned, what does it mean? Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaMedrash. But really, Beis HaKisaos Ubate Merchatzos. Right? Bathrooms and bathhouses. If that's the case, then that fits in. That's exactly what the Bryce was talking about earlier. You can't bring it into the inner room. And also, you can do it from the outside, but don't bring it inside. To the Bate Knesi, Bate Kisaos, to the Bate Merchatzos. That's the Gersa, so then that fits in much smoother. Again, you gotta switch the Gersa. But that's their suggestion. Lule Devrayim, I nearly deto sofer who. Vayakasov, Beis Beis Kaf, Beis Beis Mem. Vahu Rashi Tevis, Bate Kisaos, Ubate Merchatzos. Vyasa Shapir, Lashin Bizayan Kachim, Shu Bizayan Lashemin, Shal Truma Lahadlikoso, Vimakam Bazi Kaze. Vahamat Vistaa, Vikasa, right, so the fact that two of the achronim that write on Yerushalmi say this, again, that already gives it a little more teeth, the fact that that's suggested. Okay, Bati Medrash and Bati Knesios, not our sugi now, but remember the Gemara is in Maseches Megillah about are you allowed to sell a base Knesses for a base Medrash, vice versa, what has more Kedusha? In the days of old, when you learned in specific places and davened in others, you didn't overlap. The Gemara talks about Bati Medrash as more Kedusha, but that's not for now. Okay, we continue. So we said the Isser of Schora, the Isser of doing business with Perish Shvius, so that's La'achla V'lo L'Schora, but we did mention, we have mentioned over the past couple of weeks, that basic little sales one is allowed to do. Like if you just need money for basic necessities. Or we learned earlier, if you get the payer shviya, said you have some left over. You have enough for your family. So you're allowed to sell it a little bit. But even in the areas where one is allowed to sell, there are limitations. Both in order to keep the price down and to treat the payros with kedusha. Ein mochrin payer shviyas lo b'mida v'lo b'mishka v'lo b'minyan. You can't sell them an exact way. Bemida, you can't sell them an exact number. Bemishkal, you can't sell them with an exact weight. Velo beminyan, and not exact number, and not exact counting. Why not? Because if I'm buying something and I'm buying it by estimation, I'm not going to overpay. At most, I'm going to want to underpay because I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm getting, and that'll keep the price down. Right? The Marafolda kedei sheyimkru bezol. Number one. Right? Number two, second reason, he quotes Inami, mitoch shein mochon aslam kederach shem mochon b'shar shanim, the fact that I'm not selling it in the normal way that I'm selling it during the year, so forget the price. It's just that I know that I bought this in a normal way, that's going to remind me that this is Peir Shvius. Yinagu ben kedusha Shvius, v'lo asi lizolzule behu, and they won't come to be mizalzel. So, two goals of this halacha, of selling it in an unusual way, not counting exactly, will be lo b'mishkal lo b'minyan. V'lo te'ene b'minyan v'lo yarek b'mishkal. And even if it's not the normal way of counting, you can't just switch it. You know, usually te'enim is with a mishkal and yarek is with a minyan. So you can't just switch that because that's also a form of counting. Maybe that would point to the first reason because you want to do it cheaply. Beishamei omer aflo agudos. Beishamei says even how you wrap them. Beishamei says you have to sell the vegetables loose. loose vegetables, not wrapping them, because that's the normal way you sell. Marafolda, shelo yimkar kederach hamochrim b'sharshanim. Ubeisilo amrim, Beisilo says, well, it depends. Es shedarko le'agoto, so bebayis, ogdeno so b'shuk. If it's the type of vegetable that you would even tie together in your house, meaning for own personal usage, when you put it in your fridge, you'd also tie it together. So if you do that type of igud for personal, then you could do it in the shuk too, because that doesn't reflect dafka, a business behavior, because you would do that even for personal and not just for commercial. And therefore, that would be okay. That would be okay. Kagon hakreshin v'nei tzachalav, like these types of leek and the nei tzachalav. The Rambam quotes this in Hilcha Shmita and Perek Vav. These limitations of how to do the basic business. The Rambam says Perek Shishi ein osin schora beper shvius. Right, there's an isser to do business with shmita produce. V'imratza limkar maat beper shvius. If you want to sell a little bit. Mocher, right, then you can. Va'osan adamim harayun kiper shvius, and though that we know the money God for per shvius has kedusha. Yilkach behen ma'achal v'yochah b'kedusha shvius. So you buy food with that money that has kedusha, and that new food, it could be chicken. You have to eat that with kedusha shvius. Va'osu apriya nimkar harayun b'kedusha so kishaya. And the original fruit always has this kedusha also, right? We said shvius is one of the only, I think, out of two. Shvius and avodah zarah. Right, our tofes dameha, meaning the original item always retains its kedusha, and the latest item always retains its kedusha. Meaning, if I have maaser sheni and I switch the maaser sheni kedusha onto money, the maaser sheni fruit has no kedusha anymore. And that money I buy jelly beans, the jelly beans have kedusha, and the jelly beans I buy chicken, only the last thing. But when it comes to Shemitah produce, the Shemitah produce, I switch it out the money, the Shemitah produce never loses Kedusha. It always has Kedusha, and also the money. And now you switch the money for chicken, now the chicken has and the money doesn't. So it's always the last one has, and Tofeses Dameha, and the original Shemitah, the Shemitah fruit, retains its Kedusha as well as Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also, I think, Tofeses Dameha. Good. So then the Rambam quotes some examples of lo yelokech yurakos sade umocher velo yitzla miklif eshvias v'schar v'reisha oseh schor v'eshvias. You can't sell them in the normal way. Lokach yurakos leachol v'hosir. If you have some leftover, you bought some just to eat. You bought them just to eat, and the other person was allowed to sell it because he needed a basic parnasa. Motu limkar mosar v'adamim eshvias. You're allowed to sell the extra. Again, you can't just act like a regular balabas. That's the message of so many halachas of Shvita. Right? We should recognize that we're not the owner. So if we sell it for a high price, that reflects that we're the owner. If we're selling it for cheap, so then that's another aspect of that we're not the owner. We discussed earlier, that's the whole idea of Shemitah being different than some of the other Matnas Aniyim. Shemitah is not Matnas Aniyim. Matnas Aniyim, I have some say, it's a Matana. I'm still a giver, so to speak. Even though it's Lani V'lager Tazov Osam, I do something in my field, and in that way creates what the ani's got to do. So it drops, or shichacha, I forget it. Shemitah, nothing. It just grows, and it's hefker. And that's the ultimate of, there's no balabas in Shemitah. So also selling it in this way is okay. V'cheinim lakad yirakos la'atzmo, v'lakach man b'no o ben b'ito umachar, eze mutter v'adam v'demei shvias. And then the Rambam says, in these few cases where you're allowed to sell, kishe mochrin peros shvias, ein mochrin osan lo b'midav lo b'mishkav lo b'minyin, as the Mishnah just said, kidei shelo yehe kisocher b'per shvias. Because you don't do it in the normal way, so it doesn't look like you're doing business with per shvias. Ela mocher mahama'at, shemocher achsara, Lohodia shehu hefker. You sell it in a different place, in a different way, to make sure everybody knows that it's not really yours. Hefker. V'lokech adamim liknos ben ochal acher. And you can take the money to buy other food. And the Radva says, ki azochem ben hefker mocher bezol. If you found something from hefker, you're not going to sell it for the highest price. So here, it's kili yur zochid from hefker. And the Rambam continues, v'ogid dvarim shedarkam lehe agid labayis. Limkar bashuk achsara kedar she'odin lavi labayis. Just like, right, we paskin like the Mishnah says here, Beis Hillel, if you normally tie it up for your own home, so you could tie it that way up to bring it to the shuk, because that's not dafka a schora reflection. Lo kederach she'ogdin lashuk kedesh lo yeh kemocher betzimtzum. If you only tie things for the shuk, so those cannot be tied at all, no igud there. Okay, says the Gemara, Lama, why do you have to do all of these limitations and not sell it normally? Kadeshim krubazol, so that it's cheap, so that it's cheap. And it's as if you got it from Hefker. Why the Chachamim say you're going to make a gzera again to fulfill the din de oraisa of la'achla velo l'schora? Chazal told us how to do that, and that is you have to sell it for cheap. Why didn't they just allow you to weigh it in the normal way and just make a rule you got to sell it for cheap? Why do you have to take the step back? Don't weigh it so that it's sold for cheap. Say you can weigh it, but still sell it for cheap. So the Gemara says, no, because there's another reason. No, there's also another element of not just cheap, but to treat it with Kedusha Shvius. Don't treat it and sell it in the normal way. And therefore, that's why they also said not to weigh it. It also might be, just add in, if you're able to weigh it normally, it'll be very hard not to sell it. Because you know exactly the price you're supposed to be getting, and you know, and it's going to be hard. If you don't know exactly, you're just selling it by estimation, it's easier to sell it for cheaper because the seller doesn't realize how much he's losing in that case. Tani, the Brisa says, Peiros chutz la'aretz, shenichnas la'aretz, if somebody brings in chutz la'aretz fruit, right, this must be after the time that Rebbe allowed it. Right, we had Rebbe earlier in the Masechta. If Rebbe, after that, the Rebbe allowed you to bring chutz la'aretz produce in, lo yiyunim karim, so the peiros chutz la'aretz also, so you don't get confused with peiros eretz Yisrael, they're subject to the same rules. Lo yiyunim karim, lo b'midav, lo b'mishkav, lo b'minyin, ela k'peiros la'aretz. They're subject to the same rules as peiros eretz Yisrael. V'mayu nikarin mutter, unless it is nikar. It is nikar that these are chutz la'aretz produce. If there's some recognizable simen. Amar Yossi Barbun, like Ilain Kurdakaya Desalkin Umizdavnim in Susisa Litvaria. Like these Kurdaikians that bring up stuff and sell it from Susisa, someplace of chutz la'aretz, to Tveria. Right, those are nikar, and therefore that would be allowed because there's no isser if it is nikar that it is from Chutz La'aretz. The Chazon Ish has a suffix. What about all the other halachas of Peir Shmita? How far do you go when you have, the Gemara says here, Peiros Chutz La'aretz that are brought in, you have to sell in the more limited way, like Peiros Eretz Yisrael. And what about Bi'ur? Would be we be misakein that you have to have Bi'ur for Peiros Chutz La'aretz that were brought in? What about Isser Hefsid? Is the Isser Hefsid? He says the Yishlis topic. This is in the Chazon Ish in Yud Dalet. Since the whole issue is because you might get confused with Peiros La'aretz, so yesh l'gzar b'chol minei. So it must be that all halachas, maybe. You have to treat these like Peiros Eretz Yisrael. Avakasha tani din zeh l'inyan limkar b'midah. But why does it only say it here? Right, if it applies, it should be a more general, inclusive statement that Peiros Chutz La'aretz that come in should be treated like Peiros Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal only picked it up by this specific case. The Efshar, and he says, "Demishum de ha'adam lahut lishkov alimdor gazur b'zetvei." Maybe when a person's selling, he wants to make money, right? And dafka there, you know, we have a gzera to treat chutz la'aretz. You know, if you treat chutz la'aretz like chutz la'aretz, then you might get confused. Ve'ein omrim b'divrei sofrim zu domel lezu ve'ein lano elamash omr chachamim limdor v'lishkol. Even though I might have thought that maybe you should apply across the board, you can't add on to Gzeiros Chazal. If Chazal only ushered it in one area, it must be that that was the only thing that they were nervous about, but not otherwise. But, says the Chazon Ish, what all of a sudden if the market is flooded and most of the produce in Eretz Yisrael is Chutz La'aretz produce? Nira imrova shuk shel chutz la'aretz havile kinikarin. So then you would treat it as a case of nikar. V'lo asru elik sharova peiros hanim karin hima osam akadishim b'kedusha shvius. V'oz we have a chutz la'aretz in adavim aforsam. V'asi lichlufe. But if it's mostly from chutz la'aretz, then he assumes that the gzera wouldn't apply. It would be like a case of nikar. Okay. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, three lines from the bottom. Zeshu modi b'kvisha. If somebody uses a basket that is not an exactly measuring, it's not a basket that has like measuring lines on it. But after a while, after you use it a few times, you know exactly how much to fill it up to get this amount. And how many times you have to fill it up to get 4 cups, whatever it is. V'nistayim alo shnayim u'shlosha pa'amim. You already use it 2 or 3 times. Asur lamud ba. You can't use that, because that's like measuring. You can't just say, oh, it's not a measuring cup, so I don't know. If you've used it, so then that's it. Amar Avoshi, Asur meimar aved atzba'echa. You also can't tell the seller, use your fingers, right? Measure out with your fingers. Because sometimes there are experts that could tell, right? If you're an expert vegetable worker, then you'd be able to tell, right? Whatever you're an expert in, you could tell, right? My wife can lift up a baby and say exactly how much the baby weighs, right? It's about whatever what your whatever your expertise is. Or though she says you can't tell an expert like that because that's also called measuring. Weiter. So we know a bechor behemah is the only automatic carbon, and a bechor, if it's a tam, it's a carbon. If it gets a balmum, then it's mamona shel kohen. And as we know elsewhere, the kohanim were chashudim to put mumin on these animals, and therefore there has to be a special ne'amanus how the bechor got the mum. But what happens if a tabach kohen, a kohen shochet, that got a bechor balmum? Got a bechor balmum, and he wants to sell it, because if once it's a balmum, so the kohen can do whatever he wants with it. He can sell it to a Yisrael. So, ma'u miktasa kuftin, can he cut it up into regular slices, umezavnasa goshuka, and sell it in the shuk? Because we know there are also limitations and rules about how to treat a bechor. Bechor is a karbon. So now, though, this bechor, this is the only example in all of Hilchas Karbanos, that a karbon gets a mum and it loses its kedusha. Usually, even if it has gets a mum, it's still kadosh. It has to be redeemed, and it has limitations. It's called psulei hamukdashim, and therefore, it's also begizav avoda. You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to do work with it. But a bechor is the only one. It gets its kedusha automatically, and it loses its kedusha automatically. But there's still limitations of how you're allowed to sell it. So, could this butcher slice it up in the normal way and bring it to the shuk? Rav Yirmiyah Samar Meimar Shari. Rav Yirmiyah thought, yeah, I can. Min Hadav, from our Mishnah. Eshadarko liagadi bebayis okdeno sobashuk. Right, what did our Mishnah say? If you could tie it up in the house and bring it to the shuk. And so to here, you could slice it in the house and bring it to the shuk. Amra bimana, no. Kol garma hi amra. No, this is different. To hu asur shalo yekos eschar begufo. No, the problem is, by the case of the eged, so then you tie it, the whole heter in the Mishnah is, if you tie it differently for private purposes and for public purposes, so however you try it for private purposes, or you sell it, you tie it the same way. You tie it the same way, so it could very well be you tie it for private purposes. So that's why it's okay. You could tie it for private purposes and then bring it to the shuk. But here, it's a bigger problem for a katzav. This butcher, who always brings stuff to the shuk, cuts his meat in this way. Says the Marifolda, Mikom akom, hova hu katzav, belav hachi, vidarko bekach bebayis lizvon velaso schora. This is how he does business. He slices it in his house and then he brings it to the shuk. V'chein b'shukum makasi v'osa schora. So therefore, you know, you can't, it's not clear enough that this is a karbon, and therefore it would have more limitations. Unlike the igud, the eged, yeah, we'll think that you're doing it, it's okay, because that's not nikar, that you're doing it for schora, but by the meat case, it's more of a problem. Good. Halacha dala, next Mishnah. Ha'omer lapoel helacha isar zeb v'lakat li yarek hayom. So remember, you can't do business with Paris Shemitah. So what happens if I say to a worker, here's some money, can you please go gather me some vegetables? The question is that money for considered the selling and the buying, I should say, of vegetables, right? The worker is collecting vegetables, he's getting paid money from the owner. So is that money that he's getting paid considered buying the vegetables? That's the question. So the Mishnah says, if he says to the worker, here's your money, here's an Iser, go gather vegetables for me today, schara mutter. So we assume that schara is mutter. We don't assume that's a barter, so to speak. But if he says, lakate li bo, yerek hayom, gather for me today with it, with the money, yerek hayom schara mutter. That's more of a lashon, that it's going to be tit for tat, you gather me this, and this will be your wages. And therefore, that money is going to have kedusha. That money is going to have kedusha, and maybe it's not even appropriate to do it in that way because that's doing business with Perish Vias, right? That's the lashon. And what about this case? If I buy a loaf from a baker, kishe elko yirakasa de abilacha. I get a challah from a baker, and I say, you know what? I'm going to get some vegetables from my field. I'll bring you some vegetables for payment for the challah. So is that okay? Does that challah have kedusha? And do we say that that's doing business with vegetables? So the first case is mutter. That's allowed. That's not viewed as I owe the owner and now I'm paying him, because you're not allowed to repay a loan with pay rishvias, because that's kind of like schora. So if I say thanks for the challah, I'll give you some vegetables, that's okay. But if lakach mimenu stam, but if I just go and buy challah. And he always works on credit. So obviously, if I walk out without saying anything, I owe him now. And therefore, when I pay with vegetables, so then that's a problem. So that would be lo yishlam midebei shvias. That would not be allowed. Shein parin chom midebei shvias. Because you cannot repay a loan with midebei shvias. Ma beina omer laket li, ma beina omer laket li bo. What's the difference between the first two cases? It's very, very close, right? If he says, here's your money and gather me vegetables, or gather for me vegetables with it, those are pretty similar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, mehilchos shel imumhi. These are mysterious halachos. You're right. We don't really know the difference between A and B in the Mishnah. It's mysterious halachos. Look at the Ma'ara Folda. Klomar, roi hayalasar afilu homer lakoli. They both should be asar. They're both pretty similar. Ela she im amu alav, they were murky. They were cloudy. Vihiti ruah, we didn't know, and Chazal didn't want to aser both. They wanted you to be able to pay your workers, so they matered one of them. One of them that sounded a little more distant. A little more distant. And the Gemara is going to say, and we have a number of other halachas that are mu'umam. A number of other cloudy halachas, which we will have to start with next time. But just one final source. Rav Asher Weiss discusses in his Sefer on Shvias, are you allowed to give Peir Shvita in a Shalach Manos? Mishloach Manos. What would be the problem? He says 2 points. Number one, is that called fulfilling a davar shebechova? Davar shebechova is only should be brought through chulin, right? If I'm not supposed to use a meiser karbon to fulfill a nedava that I have, or fulfill a different chiyuv that I have. So is this a problem the first time? Ruve is giving it to Shimon, so is that a problem? Number one, to give Peirush Shvias, because maybe it's called Davar Shebechova, Eino Ba Elamen Achulin. And number two, very often, what's the first thing that happens when you go into somebody's house and somebody gives you Shalach Manos? You give them back Shalach Manos. So maybe it's like a Davar Shebechova, to give some back. Because, is it like a Chov? So he quotes some that think it's a problem. He does not think it's a problem either way. He doesn't think it's a real chov. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you have. Peirush Shvias or Hefker. If you pick up Dvar Hefker, you can give it to Mishloach Manos. He does not think that it's a problem. Is there an issur to give Peirush Shvias as a gift to your friend? No. Mishloach Manos is a gift. It's a gift. Even though we give each other gifts back and forth, ish l're'ehu, but he does not think that it is a problem. It's just a mitzvah. And therefore, wouldn't it be a problem of Priyas Chov, like our Gemara talks about, of Peirush Shvias? That's in Simen Nunvav. Is it safer on Shvias? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with more cloudy halachos next time.